Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for. And he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everybody. This is Woody Bowling, and I am the Buckeye Advisor, and I am so thankful that you chose to spend part of your Saturday listening to my show, and couldn't be happier. It is another beautiful day. It's been a busy week, and I want to bring in a surprise co-host slash producer this week. Our friend Sam could not make it. I want to welcome the one and only Matt McClure. Matt, welcome to the Buckeye Advisor.
Hey, Woody, it's great to be here. You know, I a lot of people might say that they're glad that I'm the one and only, but I appreciate that.
Well, Matt and I have known each other for a while as well, and Sam had some other things going on this week, and we are super happy that coming in as the sixth man, if you will, if you're a basketball fan, a sixth man is an invaluable resource, and I know how talented Matt is, and I'm excited to work with him for the first time on our show.
Yeah, and I'm excited to be here, and better the sixth man than the third wheel, I guess. So that's another good thing.
That's right. So, Matt, we've got a big show for everybody out there today. It's been a busy week. It's been Prime Week. They have the two Prime days each year for Amazon, and we'll talk a little more about them later. But the 12th and 13th this week were Prime days. Did you splurge on anything from Amazon?
The only thing that I splurged on, and this is honest truth, hand in the air, honest truth, the only thing that I splurged on was a part for a lawnmower.
That, I tell you what, when you go big, you don't hold back.
I really, it's really sad. It's really, really sad. But it was only like regular price, like a $20 part to begin with. I think I got it for like 13 and change. So yeah, I got a good deal on it, but it's better that than the lawnmower deck dragging the ground as I try to mow the lawn.
I would love to be one of your neighbors if that were the case and your lawnmower was dragging the ground. I was hoping at least if you were going to do anything on a shopping note that it would be at least buying a new lawnmower. But I don't even know if Amazon has those. They probably do.
They've got everything else. I think they probably do too. It's I bought plenty of like yard equipment from them. I bought a weed eater and a leaf blower and a couple of other things from them, but I haven't gone quite that big to get a new lawnmower yet.
Wow. I love it. Good stuff. So, hey, look, we've got a great show. We are almost 2 months into this show, the Buckeye Advisor here in the Dayton market on The Answer 94.5 FM, and have been getting some wonderful feedback from folks that have been joining us or catching the episode later on our website, the Buckeye Advisor, ADVISOR.com. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. You can go to my website and you can click and find any of our first few episodes of this program so you can listen at your leisure. And we've got a lot more information available for these folks that are listening today, and I know they're excited. So, typically we start off with a little bit of information about financial markets, inflation. Unfortunately, we can't stop talking about that, can we? And some other things that people are going to find important to their bank accounts, their investment accounts, and their wallets.
Yeah, absolutely. And just this week, they announced that inflation rose 9.1% last month. And that was even more than expected. They had the economists surveyed had predicted about an 8.8%. Increase in year over year in inflation last month. But the consumer price index came back even higher than that. That's the highest going back to December of 1981. So huge. And I mean, it's really affecting everybody, Woody. And gas prices have been a huge part of that. And I will say that the silver lining here is likely that gas prices have been coming down now for a few weeks. They're still historically high, but they've been coming down now for a few weeks, thankfully.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I got to tell you, Matt, when I saw the 9.1 this week percent of inflationary growth, I literally, you know, I felt like I was in a cartoon universe. I rubbed my eyes a couple of times. I blinked several times. I kept thinking that number can't be right. And, but you know, out this week, talking to my clients and talking to new folks that want to learn more about me and the way I can help them, it is real and it's every day. And, you know, the media will not let it be forgotten, nor should they, because there are things that people could be doing, I think, to help. You know, when you look at, I saw cereal prices, this is for a box of cereal. Okay. So all you Fruit Loop or Cheerios fans, up year over year, 14.2%. Bread, just a loaf of bread, 10.8%. Chicken, that's everybody's favorite, probably 17.3%. So these are real live numbers that impact the lives daily of Americans. It's heartbreaking. It makes me mad. It makes me angry. And a lot of people I talk to are angry. But, you know, I think a lot of people also feel helpless at this point, at least as far as inflation goes. But we've got some advice and some things that we're going to share with them on maybe how they can take control in other areas of their lives, at least in the financial and maybe even the insurance part, to make sure that they're protecting themselves in that way at least.
Yeah. And that's the thing, I think, for a lot of people to sort of keep in mind. And I know that this is one thing that I have personally struggled with in my life when it comes to finances and a lot of other things in general. It's just to control the things that you can. Like we can't individually control inflation. Those are forces that are beyond us as individuals. But what we can do is control what we can control. And that is the way that we spend, the way that we save, the way that we invest, right?
Exactly. You know, and you know, when I see the cost of bread up 10.8%, I thought, you know, how many people out there today, how many small families or, you know, how many people or large families even are forced to make decisions of, hey, we're not going to have nearly as much food on the table as we did a year or two or three ago. And I feel like America is the greatest country ever. And I know most people I know feel the same way. So it's hurtful for me to think that families here in America, of course, we have homeless issues and all those things that are well above my pay grade as far as solving. But, you know, the average American family, they're having to make some tough decisions with gas prices, the way they are still just below five still, you know, in the mid to upper fours in most places. It's a tough decision. They got to get up. They got to go to work. They got to feed the family. And if you're a retiree on a fixed income and you got a 5.9% raise last year that went into effect this January, but guess what? They canceled it out with a raise of $22 and change on their Medicare Part B of the Social Security deduction. So the little 5.9% raise that sounded so good at the time was virtually wiped out and made null because of the Medicare Part B increase. So people are making tough decisions. It's a difficult time right now for a lot of families. But, you know, I am confident that we're going to bounce out of this. And I'm confident we're going to be able to help people, pre-retirees and retirees, with some good information.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the reason that you are here on the air, Woody, is to really help people out. I know we've been talking kind of a little bit of gloom and doom here for the first few minutes of the show, but there is hope. And it is a bad situation. I don't mean to downplay it at all, but it's not as if you are or you have to be alone in this. We're all going through it together. And if people are wondering, how in the world do I weather this storm? There are folks out there like you who are financial advisors who can help them.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's one of the things I love about being a fiduciary. And we're going to talk a little bit more here in just a minute about being a fiduciary and what that actually means to those people that are listening out there, as well as my current clients and folks that I'm working with already for the last 10, 12 years. But why don't we do the financial wisdom quote of the week? This is from our good friend Warren Buffett, who said the most important thing to do if you find yourself in a hole is to stop digging. That's pretty profound.
That really is. And you know, when you're speaking about that financially, if you're in a hole, stop digging yourself deeper into a financial hole, right? It's like, don't take out another loan that you don't need just in order to be able to pay these other bills over here. Well, then you just added yourself another bill. So it's a very, very good advice and very practical.
Yeah, I love that. So where do we want to go first? We want to talk a little bit about what is a fiduciary, I think. And let's just explain to people. I know you hear that word and you see commercials from certain companies sometimes to talk about being a fiduciary. And the definition of a fiduciary from Investopedia is: a fiduciary is a person or organization that acts on behalf of another person or persons, putting their clients' interest ahead of their own with a duty, D-U-T-Y, and I would put that in all caps, to preserve good faith and trust. Being a beneficiary thus requires being both bound legally and ethically to act in the other's best interest. And you know, and I think about that every day when I get up and when I'm doing what I'm doing throughout the day, because it's preserving good faith and trust. Because without trust in any relationship, whether it be a client-advisor relationship, husband and wife, whatever it is, without trust, that relationship's going to not be very strong, right?
Absolutely. And that's such a huge thing for people to be able to trust that the person that they are working with is actually working in their best interests, I think is so, so important. Because sometimes you think, okay, is this just a slick salesperson, or, you know, am I being duped into something that's not really going to be great for me? Am I paying fees that are outrageous? And, you know, all of these things. But if you are a fiduciary, you are bound to act in the client's best interest, not in the best interest of some, you know, company somewhere that has XYZ investment to offer the person, but you are working on behalf of that person and in the best interest of the client. So that I think is the biggest thing here. And I think the number one most important point. Why do you think someone should then, you know, work with a fiduciary, Woody, instead of just finding someone who's, you know, just a random financial advisor somewhere?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I get asked that sometimes. A normal, what used to be termed a stockbroker, and now probably the more popular term is financial advisor. And let's face it, anybody can hang their hat or on a shingle and say, I'm a financial advisor. But some people have different licenses. A Series 65 license is specific, and that is the one that a fiduciary advisor really looks at very closely as to accomplishing that. So, you know, I'm not here to do anything other than just really understand the overall situation of every person or people that I sit down with, whether it be a couple or whether it be an individual. It's really the goal is to just gather enough information about where they're at today, where they want to be next week and next year and 10 years from now. Whether they're working or retired, if they're working, how much longer are they going to work? 5 years, 10 years, whatever the number is. And then we're going to come up with a plan at no cost to them that's going to make sense. And we're going to make recommendations. And as an independent advisor, I don't have any goals or program quotas that I have to meet with a company. If you work with an advisor that works for Edward Jones or Bank of America or Wells Fargo, any of those, the majority of those places, those advisors often have goals and quotas that they have to meet in certain product lines every month to fulfill their duty to the company, because they are an employee of the company. And I like to really consider myself, I'm an employee of my client, and I'm going to go out and find the best solutions to their problems. And we're going to try to come up with the best long-term solutions. And we've got some creative ones here at the Buckeye Advisor that we like to use. And I can tell you, we're not going to push products. Our goal is to really come up with a plan, an overall plan that's going to make the most sense. And then we're going to try to implement that plan with their help and with my help and cooperation. And we're going to make sure that plan is working each year as we go and throughout that year.
You, as a fiduciary, don't focus on all those products. As you said, you focus on plans and you don't charge any fees on the front end, right? That just kind of goes to show that you actually have confidence in the plans that you're presenting people.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, I mean, there are financial planners that will charge a very, very large hourly fee because the software they use is very expensive. They have to buy that software. And, you know, my time is just as valuable as anyone else's. But my goal is to, in good faith, I'm confident enough in myself and our ability to come up with something that's going to be right for them, that we don't charge up front, and that our goal is to come up with a plan that's going to be diversified. It's going to be creative in some cases, because we're going to look for opportunities to create income along the way. We're going to have some income conversations during our show today and how we can do that. But, you know, by using tactical money management and the right strategies there, based on how comfortable my client is with their risk of the market. And I can tell you, the folks that I've been meeting with in the last few weeks, those of my clients that chose to put a portion of their money into a fixed indexed annuity, not all, but a portion, to offer some principal protection, but also some upside potential growth, they are extremely happy and they have slept better. And they've told me that, Woody, I'm so glad that I didn't have all of my money invested into the market. And, you know, most advisors of the big wirehouses, they're not going to offer that as even an alternative to consider. So again, it's another part of being a fiduciary that I'm super excited about, because the fixed indexed annuity is just a very unique solution for many people. And it can do different things. It can grow, it can accumulate over time, and it can also create some excellent income down the road to supplement Social Security, because for most people, Social Security is not enough, right?
Right. Not these days at all. And that is why a lot of folks are, of course, looking for safe places to put their money where they can give themselves a guaranteed income that they can never outlive. That's one thing that you really like to talk about a lot on the show. And let's learn a little bit more about it from a book called Annuity 360. We'll have some more information about how you can get a copy of this book in just a moment. But right now, this is Ford Stokes, the author of the book, reading Chapter 2 of Annuity 360. It's Why Annuity and Life Insurance Companies Are Competing for Baby Boomer Dollars. And we'll talk more about it in just a sec.
Chapter 2, Why Annuity and Life Insurance Companies Are Competing for Baby Boomer Dollars. Big idea. Annuities counter one of a retiree's biggest fears, outliving their wealth. Annuities create lifetime income streams. There are 73.4 million baby boomers in the United States that are close to or are already in their retirement years. Baby boomers put between 9 and 10% of their pay towards their retirement. Only 55% of boomers have any money saved for their retirement. More than 4 in 10 boomers inaccurately believe that Medicare will cover long-term health care costs. Baby boomers hold $2.6 trillion in buying power. They've had more time to build their wealth in comparison to other generations, because some might still be in the workforce and making more money. Baby boomers control 50% of the nation's wealth, outspend younger generations, and are more likely to spend their retirement savings on themselves rather than passing them down. Total U.S. retirement assets are about $28 trillion. More than half of those assets were either defined contribution plans or individual retirement accounts. Some other facts about baby boomers and their spending habits. 69% of baby boomers either expect to or are already working past age 65 or don't plan to retire. Only 26% of baby boomers have a backup plan for retirement if they are forced into retirement sooner than expected. Baby boomers make up 46.8% of pet spending. Baby boomers are expected to spend 3.4% more on health-related purchases than their parents did. Why are annuity companies targeting baby boomers? Boomers face many issues when planning for retirement. The three primary reasons are, number one, growing the money they have already saved. Number two, dealing with and preparing for unforeseen expenses, the largest of which are tied to healthcare and long-term care. Number three, optimizing their financial plans when their exact lifespan is unknown. Annuities exist to help boomers with the last issue. With an annuity, a retiree gives an insurance company a lump sum of money in exchange for an annual income that will last throughout their lifespan. Annuities have the potential to become useful tools in baby boomers' portfolios when planning their retirement. They offer protection from market volatility while also eliminating the risk of outliving one's retirement savings, which are not guaranteed by portfolios that lean heavily on stocks and bonds. The demand for retirement income amongst baby boomers already exists, and annuities are the only products that can provide a hedge for a long life, like longevity insurance. Reasons baby boomers should be interested in annuities. They are falling short of their retirement goals. Roughly 10,000 baby boomers retire every day, but a very small percentage of them believe they can retire and live comfortably throughout their golden years. Only 25% of baby boomers think they have enough money to retire comfortably. Many couples may be on the right track, but unforeseen circumstances such as health problems or staffing cuts might force them into retirement earlier than planned, leaving a much larger income gap. Baby boomers are looking for a reliable source of retirement income, and annuity companies are beginning to tap into this market because they recognize the need. Not all annuities are created equal. There are two main types of annuities, immediate and deferred. The right kind of annuity depends on your financial goals, your situations, and your needs. One thing that makes annuities so attractive is that there are so many options available. While it may seem overwhelming, a financial advisor can help you sort through all of your available options and make a smart choice for your money. Security for their income. Annuities can help build a secure retirement through different income strategies, while also alleviating any stress or fear they may have left over from the financial crisis of 2008 and the bear market. Annuities can play an important role in a plan, along with your Social Security, healthcare, and other factors. Annuities can address issues such as maximizing your Social Security benefits, which help create an income that you can never outlive. How annuity and life insurance companies have responded to baby boomer needs. Interest in hybrid products. Baby boomers don't want to pay a fortune for something that offers them only a part of what they need. With less income to be counted in their retirement years already, paying for individual products to meet each of their needs can be too expensive. Life insurance companies heard these concerns and responded with new hybrid products. Many life insurance companies now offer some kind of long-term care rider on their whole life or universal life products. Generally speaking, these riders provide coverage for long-term care should you need it or you receive a death benefit if you don't. These combination products have grown from $6 million in 2008 to $2.6 billion with a B in 2013, and they are still growing. Need for guaranteed income. Baby boomers are also concerned with outliving their money. They want to enjoy their retirement, but they also don't want to run out of funds. The industry responded to these fears by offering a variety of products with guaranteed lifetime income. These products include variable and indexed annuities with guaranteed living benefit riders and immediate or deferred annuities. The annuity industry has been transformed by these new products. According to PricewaterhouseCoopers Employee Financial Wellness Survey, since the economic downturn of 2008, 76% of retirees say that creating a guaranteed income is their top retirement planning priority. Annuity companies rose to the occasion to create products to meet the needs of baby boomers and provide them with a sense of security. The need for advisors. Annuity companies have created many products to meet the needs of their consumers. This is a good thing, but it can make for a tough decision on the part of the investor. With so many options to sort through, some pre-retirees and retirees can't sort through all the information. Many are afraid to make the wrong decision, which leads them to make no decision at all. A large part of the planning process involves an advisor educating their clients on all of their options so they can make the right decision.
That was a chapter from Annuity 360, the audiobook version there, why annuity and life insurance companies are competing for baby boomer dollars.
Yeah, everybody. Matt, that was a great chapter. I love it. If you haven't read the book, I can get a free copy to you with no problem at all. Just reach out to me. Call me at 937-974-6201, or you can email me directly at Woody, W-O-O-D-Y, at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And I'll get that free Annuity 360 book out to you right away. Because believe me, competition between insurance companies for your money is a good thing for you.
Yeah, and you actually spent some time getting that impression firsthand in your mind, right?
I really did. I had some time this week for a day and a half at Nationwide Insurance headquarters in downtown Columbus. Some great information I learned on their annuity products, and I'll have a lot more of that information in the future and also available for personal consultation with no obligation and no cost.
All right. Well, very good. All right. Well, this is, of course, the Buckeye Advisor, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is advisor with an O-R, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. We're going to take our first break here of the show. Stick around, though. We'll be back. And, of course, everybody's favorite, our dad joke of the week, coming up right after this. Stick around.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor himself. And it is time, I think, for everyone's favorite part of the show. At least I know it's mine, Woody. It is the dad joke of the week.
Well, I would say, Matt, that it's world famous, but we're not quite there yet. Let's just say it's region famous or maybe even state famous.
It's Ohio famous. There we go.
Ohio famous. And I love it. And the good news is football season starts only in a couple of months now. That's crazy to think about. So let's do the dad joke of the week. Matt, which state has the most streets?
Which state has the most streets? I would say California.
Actually, the correct answer is Rhode Island. You got to remember, it is a dad joke.
I love it. I appreciate a good dad joke all the time. And that qualifies as a good dad joke right there. I love it.
I know. They're universal in appeal, I think.
Yeah. There was a thing on Saturday Night Live several years ago with Mike Myers. This is how long ago it was. Late 80s, early 90s, probably. I remember seeing it when he was playing the character Linda Richmond, who had a call-in talk show. And she was the one who would get emotional, you know, and she would say, talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. And one of the things that she said was, Rhode Island is neither a road nor an island. Discuss. So I've always loved that.
Oh, my God. That's a great reference. I love it.
You can always count on me for the great references or mediocre ones, and I'll make them sound better than they actually are. You know, at least I can try. Well, a few interesting things, Woody, actually happened this week in history. And there are some kind of some big ones this week. Let's go through our list here of this week in history and things that our listeners might be interested in hearing.
Crazy. This week, 1967, just 2 years after I was born, the Beatles' new hit single, All You Need Is Love, was released and became the Beatles' 14th song to reach number one in the U.S.
Wow. And such a great song. And of course, I mean, like the entire Beatles catalog is amazing. I actually was in Vegas not all that long ago and saw the Beatles' Love, Cirque du Soleil show. And All You Need Is Love is like the main theme song of that show. And it was just amazing the way that they do it. We were lucky enough to have great seats for the show. And of course, the acrobatics and everything are awesome because it's Cirque du Soleil, but the music is really what makes that show. Boy, the Beatles just, you can't do much better than that.
The only thing I would think of, the only change I would think to that song I would add is all you need is a fiduciary advisor.
That's right.
On the business side, Matt, in 1995, get this, 1995, Amazon, I think we've all heard of Amazon. We talked about it in the first part of our show today. They sold their first book online. That wow. is mind-boggling.
Wow. I remember seeing a special, I think I just ran across it randomly on YouTube from sometime around the mid-90s. I want to say maybe 96 or 97. Where someone from one of the news magazine programs, like 60 Minutes or, you know, something like that, 2020, one of those, interviewed Jeff Bezos. And it was so crazy to see. It was just Amazon was just in this little tiny like office building, renting like one floor, and his office was bare bones, and he just had like stacks of books in the floor. It was kind of crazy how far they have come. Of course, he is now one of the richest men in the world.
Good stuff. We hope you enjoyed those facts from this week in history.
Well, it's also right now, Woody, time to play a little bit of a game that we've started to play here and I think is pretty fun. It's called Right or Wrong. And of course, we invite our listeners as well to kind of play along with us. Answer. Don't scream too loud at your radio, folks. You know, our ears are sensitive here. But, you can shout it out. Shout out the answer if you think you know it. Woody's going to present a couple of questions here, or a couple of statements, I guess I should say. And it's kind of like true or false, but we call it right or wrong. And after each statement, we're going to ask you, our listeners, if you think it is right or if it's wrong. We're going to reveal the answer and Woody will give us more here. Woody, get us started with number one.
Number one, right or wrong, it could cost you as much as 5.5% to buy a mutual fund from a stockbroker that works at a bank.
All right, folks, is that one right or is that one wrong?
Let's not give them too much time to think about it. That answer is correct. That is 100% right. If they were buying the certain type of mutual fund share, they undoubtedly could pay an upfront load, is what it's called in the mutual fund world, a load of up to 5.5% for an A share. On the other hand, so if you walk in with $30,000 into that office, you could leave with $28,350 invested. That's kind of a not so nice way to be treated when you're taking your money in to invest it, is it?
Yeah, not really. I mean, you know, called it a load there, as it's known in the business. It's a load of money that people are having to pay upfront costs here, without seeing any sort of return yet on any investments. So that's a lot. And reason that people need to be involved with a good fiduciary financial advisor such as yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, the tactical money management aspect of my business, you know, we're certainly not charging upfront loads for any of that. You know, as the client accounts do better, we do better in compensation. So it's a win-win situation. And on the insurance side of the business, as I'm dual licensed in the insurance industry as well as in the investment side, you can get a fixed indexed annuity that would include a bonus of up to 10%. And it would walk out of that bank or of my office with a $33,000 fixed indexed annuity account a few weeks later after the annuity is funded. So also with potential income to generate some income, by the way. So, you know, a big contrast there between an upfront load and no load at all, plus a potential bonus. And I work with annuities, some that offer bonuses, many that don't. And a bonus annuity is not always 100% the best option. It just depends on what you're looking to accomplish with it, but it's certainly something to think about. And it can come into play for some folks that I work with.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is it's not a one size fits all solution for anybody. And I think we say that a lot here on the show, but it's very, very true and bears repeating that it's got to be what is best for you. And that is probably not, maybe not anyway, what's best for your friend or your neighbor or your mom, dad, aunt or uncle or whomever. So it's got to be what is right for you specifically. All right, Woody, here's number two as we continue to play right or wrong.
A variable annuity involves market risk and can lose account value.
All right, folks, is that one right or is that one wrong? Woody, give us the answer.
The answer is right again. A variable annuity, variable means it can change, as in the value can fluctuate. And the sub accounts that make up the chassis of that variable annuity, those are 100% in mutual funds. And as anyone that has any sort of investment experience on their own or in a 401k plan, they know that those mutual funds fluctuate daily. And so that value is going to start out at a certain amount one day. And as soon as the stock market opens that day at 9:30 Eastern, that value will be a different number later on at the end of the day. So a variable annuity definitely can lose account value. I've replaced a lot of variable annuities with a fixed indexed annuity that does not fluctuate in value. The principal is protected and will remain protected throughout the life of it. And then also there's no principal protection, or there is principal protection, excuse me, and there's no fluctuations. So once the interest is credited, it's locked in and it's gone. It's going to stay.
All right, Woody, number three here in our right or wrong segment. Last statement, everybody, if you want to guess if it is right or if it's wrong, go ahead.
A variable annuity has 3-6% in product fees and is a mutual fund wrapped inside an annuity.
Folks, is that right or is it wrong? What do you think?
You know, I think we just answered it kind of, sort of, or I did just above. But yeah, again, three correct answers in a row, three right answers. So, you know, one term that I've heard out there about variable annuities, and you and I have used it a little bit in the past, is scaryable annuities. And I think it's a great term. People do get concerned, and there's people that have been concerned these last few months, you know, since the market topped out in December. And variable annuities share that market risk every day. And I've been able, fortunately, to help a lot of people out of their variable annuities into something that's more appropriate, that contains less market risk. But at the same time, we want to do some smart market risk with our tactical money management part of what we do. So, you know, you're looking for the right balance, and that's what it's all about as a fiduciary advisor, is finding the right balance for people so that, you know, there's a mutual agreement that this is the strategy or combination of strategies that we're going to use to help folks, you know, make it through these rough spots in the market, and then also still continue to prosper very well when the market does bounce back and is up on the uptick again.
Yeah. And that's one reason, you know, it's important, rather, I should say, to not freak out during these times. You know, you got to keep calm and carry on, as the old British saying goes. You're giving a big gift to your future self when you retire, when you plan for retirement effectively.
Yeah, it's true. And I've seen TV shows and movies where people, you know, write a letter to themselves, to their younger self. You know, this is what you should do. It's going to be okay. We can't change things that have already happened, right? So you can't go back as a 40-year-old and tell your 10 or 15-year-old self what to do. And we can't do that when we're 70 or 75 either. So we need to be proactive in planning. So if you've left the job, you had a 401k there, and you're contemplating what you're going to do next, now's the time for a great conversation with me about, what do you want to do? Where are we going? Do you want to continue in the same field? And we're going to come up with some great strategies, you know, to plan future income opportunities, as well as the best way to manage that old 401k that's still hanging out there. It's a very important topic, because I can tell you this, the old employer's 401k, it's being handled by a bunch of people being paid an hourly wage to sit in there and answer phone calls. When they clock out, they go home, they don't worry about the account value that you have in your current or prior 401k. However, on my side of the story, I get up every day and log in to my TD Ameritrade account, which is where the custodian of funds for clients is maintained. And I check every account every morning, and then again during the day, and then again at the close of business. So it's very personal to me to make sure that clients understand somebody is watching their account and keeping an eye on it and communicating with them on how it's doing, good, bad, or indifferent. And then also making sure that we're there to hold their hand through the bad times and also help celebrate the good times.
Let's do, Woody, this new segment that I'm excited about, if for no other reason than to just play the intro to it, just because it's so overly dramatic and amazing. This segment is called The Problem Solver, and I'll explain it to you in just a few seconds after you hear this.
It's time for this week's Problem Solver.
See, that's pretty dramatic stuff there, Woody. but it's problem solvers. So basically what we're going to do here is I'm going to present a problem, as I'm more often than not do. And Woody, you are the guy with the solutions here. So as I come up with the problem, you're going to solve it for our listeners. And the problem this week is, how can I minimize the impact of inflation on my retirement? You know, we've been talking about inflation a lot, Woody. It's on everybody's mind right now. So how can folks minimize the impact of it on their retirement?
Well, first of all, you know, as we've mentioned in the past, don't panic. I am a positive, half full person. That's the way I like to conduct my life. But it does weigh on people to hear bad news constantly. And we've heard a lot of it over the last 6 months. But I can tell you the good news is things will eventually get better. We have 80, 90 years of stock market history and cycles to back us up on that. The underlying question is, we don't know how long it'll take. But first of all, stay invested. Do not make irrational, emotional decisions about your money. You know, there's a lot of risk associated with bonds. Bonds historically have been thought to be kind of a bellwether to protect against the down stock market. And, you know, what's happening is, unfortunately, because we have such a rapidly rising inflationary and interest rate market rise, the bonds are not reacting the way they've always been. We've always been taught and told that they're going to. Plus, if you are on mutual funds that are holding bonds, whether they be whatever kind of bonds, corporate, high yield, you know, whatever they are, if you're paying a management fee on those bond mutual funds and your bond funds are going down in value, that's a double whammy. You know, just by getting out of those, and we recommend a couple of different ideas for the bond part of your portfolio. One is a fixed indexed annuity, and the other is a structured note. And they both have their own sets of unique things that they can do. And we cover structured notes once or twice in other episodes in a fair amount of detail. So there's other strategies, and I'd be happy to talk about those. You can feel free to call me at 937-974-6201 or the website, the Buckeye Advisor with an O-R at the end .com, and fill out your information and I will reach out to you right away. So we'll definitely hear to provide, you know, there's so many things, we just don't have enough time to get them all on the air, Matt.
That's right. I mean, is an hour long enough? It never is. It goes by really fast. We've got several minutes left in the show here today. So do not worry about that, because there's plenty more to talk about and hopefully enough time to get it all in. If not, hey, there's always next week, right? But right now, Woody, let's talk a little bit more about retirement planning. Obviously, that's what we spend the majority of our time talking about here. But why would someone need a plan right now? I would say, you know, probably regardless of their age, right? They need to be planning for their retirement right now. Why is that?
Well, you know, the biggest enemy of people and in them accomplishing their long-term goals and even daily goals is procrastination, Matt. And I'm guilty of it sometimes, just on things that I need to accomplish daily. I do a today list, or a to-do list, excuse me. I do a to-do list every day. And, you know, you're able to strategize, you're able to focus and get things done. So people put off those kinds of things. They put off talking about important topics that are going to affect them. People don't like to talk about life insurance. Why? Because it involves death. They don't like to talk about retirement planning. Why? Because they can't see the path on how to get where they are, where they want to be in 10 years or 15 years. So even if they're saving money in a 401k plan, which is very, very important, if it's offered by the employer, put as much in pre-tax money as you can. And then also, if your employer's matching, it's free money. And anything above that, you might want to consider opening a Roth IRA. So that's a different subject. But planning is the most important thing we can do, whether it be daily and long range. And, you know, the other thing that I run into about families is, you know, the husband is guilty sometimes of being a man and thinking that, hey, I'm invincible. I'm never going to pass away. I'm handling the money and I'm going to make sure she's okay. Right. But I've talked to people over the last few years. I've run into situations. I can look at an obituary in any newspaper in this country every day and find men in their 50s, 40s, early 60s that have passed away for various reasons. And it's sad, but it's a part of life. So we need to proactively plan, and we need to be proactively planning to talk with an advisor, you know, preferably that's a fiduciary advisor that can help assist and set up those potential roadmaps to financial success in retirement. And that way, if anything happens to either of the spouses, or if it's a single client, which I have lots of those, then I'm going to be in touch with their beneficiaries of their accounts to make sure that everything transitions very smoothly, you know, in the event of their death, whether it be expected or untimely.
Once again, folks, the BuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website. And as we get a little bit closer to the end of the show, not quite there yet, I actually put together a story a little bit ago about the best places to retire, specifically best states to retire. So we talk a lot about retirement planning as far as finances go here on the show, but maybe not where you want to retire. Let's hear a little bit about this list, and we'll talk about it coming back on the other side. Where's the best place to hang your hat when you retire? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Whether retirement is just around the corner or several years away, time is ticking on planning not only your finances for your later years, but where you want to live out your post-retirement life. Personal finance website WalletHub recently released its list of best states to retire in 2022.
Florida unsurprisingly ranked number one, followed by Virginia, Colorado, Delaware, and Minnesota.
WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez.
The top 10 continues with North Dakota, Montana, Utah, Arizona, and New Hampshire.
So what makes a state one of the best to retire in?
The study was based on 47 metrics, including tax friendliness, the elderly population, golf courses per capita, and shoreline mileage.
As for Florida, which landed the top spot this year,
Florida excelled in tax friendliness, fellow retirees, and things to do, but could use improvement with home health aides per capita.
Even though the Sunshine State is number one overall, if finances are your primary concern, you might want to consider a move to Mississippi. It ranked as the state with the lowest overall cost of living. As for tax friendliness, Alaska jumps to the top of the list. But what if you want some culture in your retirement years? New York ranks as the number one state when it comes to the number of museums per capita. The trade-off there is, naturally, the Empire State is one of the most expensive in the country. So, where do you want to spend most of your time in retirement? And what factors are most important to you when considering a potential move? Those are key questions to consider as you plan for the future. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure. So, Woody, what do you think about the list there of the best states to retire? I don't think it's much of a surprise that Florida came out on top.
Not a shock at all. And I got to personally say, I think outside of Ohio, where the Buckeyes reside and the home of the Buckeye Advisor, I think Florida would be my number one choice as well.
I mean, you know, you can't beat Florida weather in the wintertime. I'll go ahead and attest to that. I used to live in Florida, and it was the best place, like perfect weather when you're talking about like December, January, February, the time of the snow. You know, the snowbirds are snowbirds for a reason. I've come to learn.
Yeah. I've got a buddy that lives there that I went to school with, and he complains every year for a couple of months while the snowbirds are there about the time it takes to get a seat in a restaurant. It is his number one complaint.
The traffic gets so much worse. It just really does. And yeah, getting a seat in the restaurant is a big struggle as well. Well, just about to get to the end of the show here, Woody, but anything else that you wanted to share with the folks that maybe we haven't gotten to touch on just yet before we run?
You know, I just want to talk about one thing a little bit for a second, because, you know, I did a little homework on this, and the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was enacted about 3 years ago that reduced income tax brackets and gave really middle Americans a tax break that was under former President Trump. That is due to expire in about 2.5 years on 12/31/2025. That is set to expire and sunset, they call it. And if unless it is extended by an act of Congress, and at this point, we're lucky if Congress can agree upon whether it's day or night. Right. So there's going to be higher tax rates in the future. I believe they're going to revert back to those original rates from 2017. And if I'll be surprised if they don't come back even higher eventually. So a great time to consider a Roth IRA and a great time to talk about your future with me. And that's what I'm happy to do. And, you know, Matt, I think we've had a great show today. It's been super enjoyable having you here with me. And I just want everybody to say, you know, Matt, welcome to the Buckeye Advisor. And we look forward to having you back again very soon.
Well, I look forward to being back, Woody. I really, really do. It's been a lot of fun for me as well to sit and talk with you and just this kind of have some fun over the last hour. It's been really, really great. And I just wanted to share as well, folks, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, and get some help and get a free consultation from Woody, because it is something that can come in really handy for you when you're thinking about retirement and retirement planning.
I agree 100%. And I wish you a great rest of the weekend. And all the listeners out there, thanks for stopping by for a few minutes out of your day. And you can always go back and hear prior episodes anywhere you get a podcast, or go to the website. And you can also see or listen to, the previous episodes there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So give that a look wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a rating too. We'd really appreciate that. Folks, this is the Buckeye Advisor. Woody will be back next week, and who knows when I'll show up again. I'm Matt McClure, here alongside Woody Bowling. Stay with us again next week, or come back and join us again next week, right here, same place, same time, for the Buckeye Advisor. Woody, have a great rest of the weekend.
You too, Matt. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist.